Hi, this is Art Hillier, and this is my second Christmas music program of this Christmas season at Party 93.4. My technician, of course, as always, is Scott McWilliams. The first album I'm going to work from today, and I'm going to use quite a bit of this album, it's a very rare one. It's called NBC Celebrity Christmas. And I'll name just a few of the people in it. Marie Osmond, Jane Leaves, Jay Leno will be on it too. It's a very, very unusual album. It's a CD. I hope you'll enjoy it. Our very first number is The Christmas Song, which of course was written by Chicago and Mel Torme, Robert Wells. And on this NBC Celebrities album, it is sung by Sean Hayes, who plays Jack McFarlane on Will and Grace.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. Lots of toys and goodies on a sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase, kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Maybe It's Cold Outside came out in 1948 on, first of all, a 78 Columbia recording, and then an LP. And the very first recording was by Doris Day and Buddy Clark, and that has always been the premier one. Buddy Clark was a great singer who did mostly commercials back in the 30s and 40s, and Doris Day teamed up with him for a song that was really great. Today, we're playing celebrity Christmas songs from the NBC channel. And this one, Baby It's Cold Outside, is sung here by Bebe Neuwirth. She is Fraser's crackpot wife, and Third Rock from the Sun's John Lithgow will join her. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother ice. Will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
And father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't hurry.
Oh, well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
but
think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Oh, say, what's in this drink?
There's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no, sir.
If I move in
at least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
Step right in. Here now. Let me introduce you to my Saint Bernard.
Oh, no, stop.
Can he offer you some brandy?
Oh, you're so sweet. No, no.
Have a little eggnog.
Oh, no, please don't.
Oh, I promise there's nothing in it.
Look at the snow.
Are you sure you need all those?
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Layers.
Oh, what pretty etchings you have.
Would you like to visit my collection?
No.
Getting warmer, isn't it? Is that Fahrenheit or centigrade?
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside. Mm-hmm.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind
gosh,
is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
Oh, I've got to get
but
home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Oh, say,
it's
lend me a coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I thrill
grand,
when you touch my
don't
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my
at
lifelong
there will be plenty
sorrow.
Implied.
If you've got pneumonia and die,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
But it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh,
but it's cold.
That was Baby It's Cold Outside, of course, by Bebe Neuwirth and John Lithgow. Our next offering from this celebrity album of NBC is by Katie Sagal. Now, Katie Sagal is the well-endowed wife of a Chicago shoe salesman named Al Bundy. Al Bundy is one of the fantastic TV characters of all time, in my opinion. Now, in the show Married with Children, And Katie Sagal will sing, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
And that was Katie Sagal with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Hope you're enjoying our Christmas special number two of this holiday season. Marie Osmond, who appears at the Chicago Theater with Brother Donnie almost every Christmas season in a magnificent Christmas song fest, will bring her glorious voice to O Holy Night. That was the Cantique de Noël, sung for us in the glorious voice of Marie Osmond. It was nothing but a French song that everybody sang at Christmas time, and it's been played so often it's now known as a Christmas carol. Wendy Malick, who plays Nina Van Horn on NBC TV's Just Shoot Me, sings a song that a lady I introduced to radio after she had left the big show on Broadway in 1952, Eartha Kitt. And I'm looking at a picture of her here in my studio where she says, "You are much appreciated, Art Hillier," by Eartha Kitt. That's very nice. Eartha Kitt introduced this in New Faces of 1952 on Broadway, Santa Baby.
under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. Hurry down my chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. Baby, hurry down my chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all those fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I'll be really, really good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Baby, I want a yacht, and that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I do need, the deed to a platinum mine. Baby, hurry down my chimney tonight. Just sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down my chimney tonight. Come on and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at, ooh, Tiffany. I really do. Forgot to mention one thing. A ring? I don't mean on the phone, dear. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down my chimney tonight.
Santa Baby. And of course, that was Eartha Kitt. We're doing this album, NBC Celebrity Christmas, the stars of NBC shows. Anthony Ruvivar, not Rhubarb, Ruvivar, yeah, who plays Carlos Nieton on The Third Watch, apparently wanted tons of snow because he sings, "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow."
But as long as you love me so,
Next NBC celebrity here at Party 93.4, and I'm Art Hillier bringing you our second Christmas song session of the season. Scott McWilliams, my TV and radio and everything else advisor and technician, the whole works. This is done by a celebrity named Jane French, who sings the Emmy-nominated theme song of the show Passions, The First Noel.
Shining in the east.
Next, we have Jane Leaves. Well, she plays on the Fraser show. Her name is Daphne Moon on that show. She's an English girl. She's our next NBC star to appear on our Christmas special number two here today at Party 93.4. My big problem with Jane Leaves is that I've never understood one word she says on the Fraser show. Often singing makes a difference, though. So Jane Baby sings Winter Wonderland, or as Lawrence Welk always said, ladies and gentlemen, it's a winter wonderland. Ta 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 ta. That was Jane Leaves. I hope you can understand her. I could a little bit while she sang, but usually I can't. Alex Kingston is our next NBC celebrity. Dr. Elizabeth Corday on Emergency Room sings the beautiful Coventry Carol. Thank you. Hi, I'm Art Hillier, and I'm going to hold this up to the microphone so you can see it. It says NBC Celebrity Christmas to benefit Children's Miracle Network if you buy the album. That's nice to know, too. And it's just loaded with stars of the NBC shows. And our last one on this is coming up in a few minutes will be Jay Leno, believe it or not. But for now, from a great NBC show, West Wing, Martin Sheen, John Spencer, and Stockard Channing bring us Wonderful Christmas Time.
Let me ask you something about your Christmas trees. Do you do, like, color themes, or do you mix it all up?
Mix it all up.
I mix it all up, too, so we're all agreed on that.
Yeah. Photographs. That's it. Photographs of people that we
love. I'm not a tinsel man.
Even the ones we don't love. We put pictures of the people that we love. Our family, mostly.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all year long.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. About the town to lift a glass.
Oh, don't look down.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all year long. Christmas time, we're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Yes, we're here. We haven't disappeared. We're here at Christmas time with Christmas show number 2 of the Art Hillier series, annual series, I might add. A Silent Night is probably the most beloved of all Christmas carols. It was a gift to the world on Christmas Eve in 1818. Joseph Moore, who was the assistant pastor in the tiny church of Oberndorf in the Tyrolean Alps, sketched out the words in German, of course, and showed them to the organist Franz Gruber, who had promised to help out with the Christmas music that evening. And Gruber jotted down the inspired melody and arranged it for two solo voices, chorus, and guitar, since the organ in the church had broken down. That's a common thing with organs, by the way. And the first performance was that very night, and the organ repairman from Zitherthal was one of the fortunate congregation who heard it either then or a day or two later, we're not sure. But he recommended the song to some traveling singers, with the result that all of Europe was soon singing the words and the music to it. Many years later, Gruber explained the mysterious origins of the hymn. Well, Megan Mullally is with us from Will and Grace, brings us my favorite Christmas hymn, Silent Night. That was Megan Mullally from Will and Grace singing the beautiful Silent Night. And we're working from this NBC Celebrity Christmas album, and I promised you you would hear Jay Leno from the NBC Jay Leno Show. Here is Jay Leno with Clement Clark Moore's 1823 masterpiece, which he promised to write for his grandchildren. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house Not a creature was stirring, not even a louse. No, a mouse, pardon me. Here's Jay Leno.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when, what to my wondering eye should appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. And he spoke not a word, but went straight to work and filled all his stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
Very nice, Jay. Jay Leno, always enjoy him. Mm-hmm. Especially enjoy his monologues. Oh, and his Monday night when he has his newspaper headlines. Livingston and Evans filled the lovely Elaine's hospital room with flowers when Vicky was born. And it took a truck for me to get the flowers back to our house in Soakie, Illinois. I called it Soakie, Illinois. We had so many floods. If you read my book, The Hell You're Say, you know all about that. Well, Livingston and Evans wrote another of my favorite Christmas songs. It's called Silver Bells. And here is that great lady of song, Marvina, to sing it for us.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, sidewalks dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink the bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big sea. And above all the bustle you hear, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them. Silver bell, silver bell, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas day.
Well, a lady called Peggy just called in and said that Marvina sings like an angel. She really does, doesn't she? Oh, and another top favorite Christmas song of mine is this one by the man who could sing any type music. He was the greatest singer of all time, in my opinion, pop singer. This is Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. So blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear.
I hope you've enjoyed our Art Hillier Christmas show number 2 this holiday season here at Party 93.4. And my thanks always to Scott McWilliams, my magnificent technician, who sees to it that all of this goes out so that you can hear it just beautifully. And speaking of going out, we're going out on this program with O Little Town of Bethlehem with Emil Pandolfi. Merry, Merry Christmas to you one and all.